Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac and Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
Hello, gentlemen.
Richard, you all relaxed, been off 2 or 3 weeks on vacation.
Yeah, now. Well, I hadn't been off 2 or 3 weeks, but it does seem like that. It's been a long time since I've been here. Glad to be back. I did take a little vacation, took a week off for a cruise with my wife, and then immediately after that came back home and took off for some convention. I had to go to up Ohio and all the way back for that. So it was good. Some good learning.
Well, good. Well, you know, unfortunately, while you're gone, the economy hasn't gotten any better. The stock market's not any better. And I've been preaching, folks, and everybody thinks that I'm doom and gloom, and, you know, stockbrokers out there tell them that, you know, we preach doom and gloom. But here's another expert. Robert Shiller is a best-selling Nobel Prize winner, Yale professor, who has said that he's definitely concerned about the outlook of the stocks based on a clinically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio called CAPE that he created. At 26, the so-called Shiller P.E. is currently well above its long-term average of 17, approaching levels, folks, that previously pre-staged doom for equities. He says, going back to 1881, and notes with some alarm that it's been higher on 3 times than it is right now. 1929, we know what happened then, 2000 and 2007.
Okay.
Every time the preceding years, the market crashed. Now, this is, you know, there's always going to be somebody that disagrees with him, folks, but I'm telling you that there's too many people telling me that the market's at risk of crashing, and why would you go out there and risk your money in the market? There's people out there that I know is going to be hurt that do not need to be in the market. But every time we talk about this, you know, people are greedy. They want to hold on, and, boy, it's up. Let's get money. I'm making money. Let's stay in it.
Well, yeah, that's the impression I get, Jim. People want to try to stay where they perceive that they're making money just as long as possible, and then at the very last minute when they perceive a downtick, then they're going to try to snatch their money out. Unfortunately, it is very difficult to time the market like that.
You're right.
And most of us end up snatching our money out after the fact, after it crashes.
Well, he goes on to say, Richard, that CAPE, his plan, is not a market timing tool and remains in the market in his personal account. We don't know what it's going to do, he says. Realistically, stocks should be the one portfolio, but maybe lighten up. Stocks should be, only part of your portfolio right now, because professionals like him know how to get out, Richard, know when to get out. But the average person may not, and if you've got a broker that's not right on top of it, and he's got a lot of other clients, you know, you may find yourself too late.
Well, isn't that part of the problem? Unless you're a professional, unless your job, unless your avocation is to sit there and watch the market all the time and to do analysis like he's done to figure out what the trends are and what the risks are, then really, unfortunately, by the time we hear it in the media, By the time the general and even by the time the business press gets hold of it, it's after the fact, really. And by the time they report it to us, it is really generally too late to take that kind of quick action.
Well, just an example of that, Richard. The other day, the GDP was down, and it was at levels well below what was expected to be. And I looked at the market that day. It ended up 40, 50 points, nothing drastic. And I said, you know what I think's happening? It's going to take a delay of a delay for the market to catch up and the people to understand and get out of it. And guess what? The next day, it was down 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens. With see? And the government is really basically lying to us, folks. And that's all I can tell you, a better way to put it. Now, I take money in markets, okay? And I read it, and they're very good at what's going on in the market. And this one's by Mike Barnett. He says that last week market was surprised and inflation hawks shocked to see core consumer post the biggest monthly gain since 2009. Surprise, surprise. Now we know the flawed consumer price index does a lousy job capturing the actual rate of inflation. That's because it downplays too many real-world costs that are spiraling even higher, including health care and education. So now even the official inflation numbers are accelerating to the upside. Take travel costs. Auto insurance jumped 4.8 over a year ago. Hotel costs are up 5%. Airlines surged nearly 6% higher. Expect the summer vacations to cost you more this year. And what about soaring food prices, which jumped the most last month in nearly three decades? Eggs up 10%, bacon rose 15.3%, while citrus and coffee prices likewise soaring this year. My wife gripes every time she goes to the grocery store about the cost, what it's costing to get groceries, Richard. And, you know, everything's costing more, but the Fed discounts inflation danger. Year over year, the change in CPI has more than doubled in less than 1 year. It's clear evidence that inflation is already slimming and may soon boil over, simmering and boil over.
Yeah.
With the unemployment rate steadily declining, inflation now suddenly at the top of the Federal Reserve's comfort zone, you would think Fed officials would be growing concerned about an ultra-easy money policy stoking more inflation, in which everybody's been saying that the Obama policies are going to cause inflation, but they keep saying it's not. Concluding a two-day policy meeting last week, it was, as usual, Chief Janet Yellen quickly dismissed the inflationary CPI report as noise, she called it.
As what?
Noise.
Noise.
She says it's just noise. Basically, what they're saying is the Republicans are saying that they're blowing smoke. Okay, but everybody out there with any kind of sense and far educated more than I am are saying that Obama's plan of printing dollars and buying bonds is going to cause inflation in the future, serious inflation. And I have researched it, and it seems to me that we're on the same path that Britain was on in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And Britain ended up with 24 or 25% inflation. Rate. It almost took the country down, and that's what a lot of people say that we are adding to it. And true, deflation has the most part of the upper hand in the global economy since 2008, and money velocity, or the turnover of dollars in our economy, has been unusually weak in recent years. But the Fed has exploded its balance sheet to more than $4 trillion, with 2.5 million sloshing around the banking system as excess reserves. This is like high-octane fuel just waiting to ignite more greater inflation once the velocity of money does pick up. From an investment perspective, he says commodities are the likely winners from the Fed's dangerous game. The evidence has been plain to see all year, especially last week after the Fed ignored the uptick in the CPI. So what is really happening here, just to put it in down to earth, is that the government's ignoring all the warning signs about inflation and what's happening, said, oh, that's bull, that's noise, that's not going to happen. And every expert that I've read says that it's going to happen. And when all this happens, folks, what the results this is going to be is a market that's going to drop considerably. And we're talking about 40-50% range. And that may be okay to some people. But if you're at retirement age, or if you're at withdrawing your retirement age, you may have a serious problem. And all I can remember, Laurie, is the people came to my office after 2008 with tears in their eyes and said, look, we've just lost so much money, we just don't know what to do. And they don't have the time to wait it back. And then I had some folks come to me 6 years later. Well, we got back even. Got our money back. And I said, does that mean 6 years you hadn't made any money, really? You're even. He said, I didn't think about that. And that's what's happened to folks.
You have vehicles that offer a guaranteed income.
Absolutely.
Participating in the gains, but not the losses.
Absolutely, Laura. I mean, you get a minimum of guarantee, plus you get most of the market gains without any possibility of losses whatsoever. and you can get a guaranteed income for life that will double if you get confined to a nursing home.
And it's tax deferred.
Right.
When I first bought my policy, my program with you, the first year came around and I called. I said, I don't have any paperwork to take to my accountant. And they said, you don't need it. It's tax deferred.
That's right.
So for our listeners that want to learn more, you offer a complimentary consultation.
Yes, we're a comprehensive financial planning team. And if you'll call me at 625-1226.
625-1226 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Our accountant, Richard Lindsay of Zuvac & Lindsay CPAs, also offers the same free consultation.
That's right, Laura. They just simply need to call our office at 633-4070.
633-4070 for CPA Richard Lindsay.
We just finished some very successful seminars at Richard, and Richard speaks at the seminars, and he talks about a story of a man that had went to another accountant or CPA and told he's going to have to pay $25,000 in taxes, and he wanted Richard to help him, but Richard had 2 days to do it for tax season. And so after he filed an extension, Richard went back and looked at it, and the guy ended up getting a $12,000 refund. Is that correct?
That's right. Basically, we were able to find some things that I guess his other CPA just overlooked in trying to figure out what was available to him. And so instead of having to pay an extra $25,000, we got him that refund. It was great, $12,867. And it's a rare occasion that we can go back and look at something that happened in the past and actually get somebody that kind of money. It does happen occasionally. But primarily what we're looking for to try to do is to help people look forward and say, well, what can we do different? What can we plan to do differently in order to save money? Because that's a whole lot easier to do. And sometimes when you change things now and you make that plan to save money, you're saving that money year after year after year.
Well, I got not a question. I asked you something, Richard. State of Alabama sent me a letter, folks, and a few months ago said, well, Mr. Bird, you didn't pay your taxes in 2010. You owe us $17,000 penalties and all. And I said, wait a minute. I filed my tax. Richard wasn't my CPA then, but... So he helped me, Richard helped me, and we sent a letter in. They came back and said, oh, yeah, we're sorry you filed taxes. But unfortunately, Mr. Bird, the 1 year that I'm going to get a little refund, said it's too late. You can't get a refund because you got a two-year window. So I wrote back to him, and I said, you know, this is pretty pitiful that you waited to the two-year period to tell me I didn't pay taxes, which was totally bogus, and then come back and say I can't get a refund because I'm in a two-year period. So I wrote in a complaint. I just got it back yesterday. They're reviewing it, and it's something or another at the state treasury reviewing it and all that stuff. I don't expect them to pay me. Don't care. But it's a fact that Richard told me that they do wait after 2 years so that they don't have to pay that.
Well, the state and the IRS are both typical in that they wait to pretty close to the end of their period of time that you have to amend a return before they really start jumping on the notices and sending them out and saying you're late, we don't have your return, why didn't you file, sending out an assessment notice for lots of money, and that way if for some reason you end up having a refund, then sorry, too late.
And what's prevent them, Richard, for just making that up to people out of I mean, there was no valid reason they couldn't find my return. What is?
Well, we don't really know. I'm not going to say that they lost it intentionally or whatever. The only thing that's going to keep them from doing it is for you to keep track of when you're supposed to get a refund and follow up if you don't get it.
Well, that's good advice. And I hadn't had Richard, I wouldn't have known what to do and everything. And he handled it for me, sent the letter and all that back. And you know, and they found it and they got it. I don't know what happened, but
well, they've lost 2 years of emails, so losing a return.
Thank you, Laura.
Is anybody really scared of the IRS anymore? I mean, they've lost all of their credibility.
It is something. I don't know what to do, but that was one little refund I was going to get that year, and I've never got 1 cent, but won't. But.
And you're not the only one who got that kind of letter. I mean, within 2 weeks, I had three clients with that same letter for 2010 saying, we don't have your return. Where is it?
And you had filed them.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Well, what in the world, Richard? I mean, you know, they ought to give some explanation. What happened to it? What did they do? Did they lose something on the computer?
Well, you know, from if in fact it's true that they don't have a record of it, then they don't know what happened to it. All they know is, I don't see a record of your return here. Whether that's the fact that they lost information or they lost the piece of paper or whatever, I don't know. It should be better now that we're electronically filing returns, because now we actually have, for every return that we electronically file, we have a digital response that says, we got your return. It's an acknowledgement from both the IRS and an acknowledgement from the state of Alabama says, we got your return. So that kind of thing shouldn't happen anymore, or it should happen a lot less, because, you know, in the past, when we sent in a piece of paper to the state of Alabama, or we sent in a piece of paper to the IRS, unless we took the time and the effort to send it certified mail, we don't really know that they got it or when they got it, right?
Right.
And so that could be what's happening on especially back from 2010, because that was. It was a marginal time. It was a time of transition. They should have been electronically filed, but there wasn't any proof that yours was or wasn't electronically filed. My guess was it was probably paper filed at that point. And so hopefully that'll help. And the other thing is, you know, you have to follow up. You have to watch for. You have to pay attention to the fact of if you're supposed to get a refund. I know it's difficult with the state of Alabama. I have looked at mine. I was supposed to get a little refund, haven't gotten it yet. And I went online to the state of Alabama, says My Alabama Taxes. That's their new website to try to follow through with where your refund is. And the only thing I got was it's still processing. It's like, okay, that tells me a whole lot. Unfortunately, that's the way the state of Alabama is. They have a reputation, at least in the tax community, of waiting until there's a deadline by law where they have to pay it, or they have to start paying interest on top of it, and they wait right up until that deadline before they send out a bunch of money.
Golly. Well, there's another thing I want to ask you in the law, and I've mentioned this seminar. This is not so much to do with taxes, but written in the Obamacare, they have made it easier for people to qualify for Medicaid. You know, as far as a nursing home or trying to get in a nursing home, and give a little background on that. If you wanted to try to get not pay $60,000 a year for a nursing home, if you can qualify for Medicaid, you know, the government will pay for it, but you got to be broke.
Yes, basically you do.
And what people do is they transfer their assets in other people's names and stuff to get it out, and you got a 5-year look back. So in other words, if you don't need it before 5 years, you can qualify for it because you got everything out of your name. Then Obamacare has it written in there now that they can go after the children to pay that debt, okay, to pay it. So they can go after you, your children, if you do it. So he made it easier to qualify, but if you're fudging or cheating them, they're going to go back and make the children pay for it, and that's going to put a burden on our children. Okay?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think it happened a huge amount, really. I don't have any clients that have attempted to pass on to their children all of their assets in the hope that, A, their children will wisely use those assets and take care of mom and daddy, and B, that those assets will still be there to help take care of them as they grow older. Most of my clients, you know, they just as soon hold on to what they got and not try to trust that 5-year window that they might or might not need those assets in that 5-year window. And certainly if you're on the low end of the economic scale, it might be more important for you to look at that. You know, if you're just above qualifying, if you just got a few assets, then maybe that's a strategy that you look at. Say, I ain't got much anyway, might as well get rid of it and give it to the kids and go on.
It's complicated. It's a lot to keep up with.
Absolutely.
And that's why both of you offer a free consultation a no obligation consultation to our listeners. Even if you're listening on the weekend, pick up the phone, leave a message, make the appointment. You have nothing to lose, but you could gain a lot. Call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
1-877-251-1984, or go to our website, Laura.
SafeHarFin.com. SafeHarFin.com. For our CPA, Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay, you also offer a complimentary consultation, which can be done over the telephone. You deal with a lot of your clients over the phone.
That's right, Laura. We don't necessarily have to be just down the street from you. It makes it easier for some people. Some people like to be able to sit across the table from me and see me. But I have an awful lot of clients that deal with me by telephone or by mail or by fax these days. It's not unheard of. It's not impossible to do. But if you want that consultation, just call our office at 633-4070.
633-4070. You can also log on to cpamobileal.com, cpamobileal.com.
That's right, Laura. We've got a lot of information out there that people can look at. We try to publish a lot of information on taxes and things that people might find useful. We have a complete archive of all of our monthly newsletters out there. So all I have to do is go to cpamobileal.com.
And he'll be there. Unless he's on vacation, he'll be there.
The website's there 24-7.
You're giving him a hard time because you want a vacation.
I want a vacation. He got to go.
So do I. Let's go.
But, yeah, we've been very busy and very blessed in our business. But thing, folks, I want everybody to understand, Laurie, that I'm not trying to get business by preaching doom and gloom and all that. And some stockbrokers have told them out there, oh, they're just trying to scare you. Folks, I'm trying to tell you the truth. Honestly, don't know what the market's going to do. And I don't know if anybody really knows for sure.
Nobody does.
But the experts that are predicting
are saying, yes, without a doubt, too many of them are saying that it's going to be a major correction. And if you can survive a major, if it doesn't bother you a major correction, stay in the market by all means. That's your chance to make the best return overall, but you also got to accept the risk. I'm wanting the people that want good returns without risk. That's what I'm trying to sell people, or need guaranteed lifetime income.
You call it safe money, don't you?
Safe investing in the new economy. That's the name of it. And if you'll come to the seminars, now one thing, even the people that don't sign up, Laurie, have said they love the seminar. They're very informative. Richard speaks there. Jim Roberts, our attorney, speaks. And I do the main gist of it, but it's the 9 common mistakes many retirees make in their finances, and we need, come and learn something. You will learn.
I enjoyed it. It's entertaining and very informative with great food. So you can also call if you'd like to make a reservation for an upcoming seminar.
And we actually had 3 ladies who did that on the website and made a reservation this last time. Were there, loved the seminar, and signed up to see us. They had some pension coming. They were retiring. They had some pension problems, and we're going to help them with it. And Richard will, from a tax standpoint, can help people the best way to take the money, most advantageous way to take the money, and Jim legally.
That's right.
And Richard, we've got only 3, 4, or 5 minutes, but what do you got anything important you need to talk about today? You've been on vacation, you probably haven't got anything to talk about, but
we got like 2 minutes left, Richard. You got anything you want to say?
Well, I let you talk, but
well, one of the things that I've been looking at an awful lot lately, Jim, is I've been looking at the retirement daytime and the times aspect of retirement. I've been looking at Social Security, and this is one of the things that we put into our newsletter an awful lot, and we talk about when's the best time to take Social Security. I've had people come to me that make, high 6 figures and say, well, I'm thinking about taking Social Security next year when I'm 62, and just because, it's free money, so I might as well start taking it as soon as possible. And then I sit down and talk to him. I said, look, you're going to continue working, right? Well, yeah. Okay, so if you're going to continue working, you're losing 25% of your Social Security benefit by taking it 3 years or 4 years early instead of waiting until 66. And if you're going to continue working until 70, or if you got other assets, that's another 8% per year bump that you could get.
Absolutely.
And you really don't have to live that long for it to come out a whole bunch better. All you have to do is live to like 78.
11 months. 78, so, 11 months.
You know, we don't know how long we're going to live, but you know, if we did, we could know exactly what to do, and we'd know exactly when to quit and when to have that party started, right?
Yeah.
but we don't. So the question is, you know, if you're going to, especially if you're going to continue working, if you're going to continue working, you don't need the money at 62. It is absolutely a bad decision to start taking it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, and we talk about that. One of our steps is, you know, when to take Social Security and stuff, not to take it, and some things you can do, defer it. I didn't know you could file and defer Social Security.
And there's lots of options out there. There's a lot more possibilities for a married couple, for instance, the options out there than there are for single individuals. But it's not something that you ought to take lightly. It's not something that you necessarily want to do only in consultation with the people at the Social Security office.
No.
Because they're really not allowed to give you that advice.
No. They're not. There's 560 ways to take Social Security, and people don't know that, Laurie.
Really?
Yep, it is. And so you need to come see us, somebody that's up on it, Richard or myself, both are up on Social Security, we'll help you. And it's also, you got to figure taxes in that. When, you know, how to take your money, how the best way to utilize taxes, that kind of stuff. That's what we do, and that's why we have a team. And a will and a trust is a very important, how you put things in that in your will and trust, or do you need a trust? And that's where Jim Roberts comes
that's
in.
Right.
So we have a great team of people that are fair and they do the right thing, and they'll tell you right. Okay. And so come see us, folks. There's a lot coming on. There's a lot upcoming in this kind. I don't preach doom and gloom like a lot of people out there seem to think that, you know, we're in serious financial trouble for the next few years. But I do think the market's going to crash at some point, and you need your money safe. But if you don't worry about it and it don't bother you, you're young enough to live through it, well, you know, the market will come back. Okay. But if you're 60, 65 years old or older, you might want to think about that.
You definitely should think about it and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and ask for a complimentary consultation with Jim Bird. Say you heard it on the radio. It's as simple as that. Even if you're listening on the weekend, pick up the phone, leave a message. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Same offer from our CPA Richard Lindsay of ZVAC and Lindsay in Mobile. Call him.
633-4070.
633-4070 for a complimentary consultation. And the attorney, Jim Roberts, his number is 626-3499, 626-3499. He also offers that same complimentary consultation.
As the old story goes, it used to be a commercial that said, see me first or see me last, but you got to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's
you
right.
Just see Richard first, you see me first or whatever. I'm going to refer you to Richard if it's a tax question. So.
And all this talk about vacation, you've got to, you should say that more folks spend more time planning a vacation than they do their retirement.
That's absolutely right, Laurie.
That is correct, and we've had it a lot. They come into me when it's too late and say, hey, I need to retire. I need $2,000 a month, and, you know, and I've only got $1,000 a month. What can I do?
You know, keep working. Walmart's hiring.
So don't wait. Too late. Call now. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Laurie.
All right. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and by ZVAC and Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.